looking back to when my gramps was in his original house that he'd lived in for years and years with his partner, it's really, I guess, crazy to think about his decline over the last 5 years. He was, and still is, very intelligent. He was obsessed with his books. He had what qualifies as a library amount of books in his house, and he would read the newspaper and do all the games and the challenges in them. And I think, looking at how he is now and the decline in recent years, it's really shocking. I don't know how much you can relate to that, Amy.
I agree. It's like, it's one of those things where the decline has definitely been gradual, but it feels very dramatic. Similar to your gramps, my granny was living before where she is now. She was living in a house with my granddad before he passed away, a big ramshackle house, again, with like loads of books. And she used to, well, she still does read loads, but she's a big reader. And she was a big cook and would cook all the time, and definitely was like the caretaker, I would say, in that household. And I can't remember how many years they were there for, but she was super high functioning and to me showed kind of no signs of dementia or Alzheimer's, but kind of quite quickly after my granddad passed away and she was still living in that house at the time, it was almost like the minute she didn't have to have responsibility over him, she maybe lost lots of things quite quickly. Like the kind of ability to do things. I definitely think the minute she didn't have to do something, it was maybe lost.
Yeah, I think definitely some similarities there. So my gramps lived with my step-gran, and when she passed, I think similarly, she was probably more of the carer and did a lot of the housework and a lot of the cooking and cleaning and that kind of thing. And it's something that we really struggled with when gramps was started to live on his own. He definitely hadn't been using those skills. So he had lost a lot of the ability to do day-to-day tasks, I would say. And when he was suddenly sprung into this situation that he was in on his own, it was a lot more clear that something wasn't quite right. So yeah, I think for my gramps, he like literally ran his own business up until COVID. And then, yeah, the minute he kind of stopped and slowed down is when we started to notice his decline. And it was small signs to begin with, for sure.
Mm. And you say, like, when you started to notice, was he still living in his home that he had been living in previously at that point?
So his original home, I would say, is where we noticed he started to get a lot more maybe nattered about the small things. He wanted things done in a particular way. He didn't really like the idea of change very much. But ultimately, it wasn't safe for him to stay in this big house all on his own. And I think that was definitely one of the biggest challenges, was moving him into a much smaller place that was assisted living. And the change for him, really, I would say it was the biggest accelerant. And we noticed almost immediately that he wasn't quite the man that he was before, and that his brain wasn't necessarily working in the ways that it always had done. And his brain was his biggest, he was so proud of his brain and what and how clever he was and how well read. He was the first person in our family, for example, to go to university. And when he'd moved into his new house on his own, we couldn't teach him things. He couldn't pick up how to use his new television or how to use the microwave because it was not the same one that he'd had at home, for example. And I think definitely that move is when we really noticed that Gramps wasn't very well.
It's funny how moving house, I think, is one of the most stressful things anybody can do at any age. I'm sure there's research on that, but I think definitely when there's probably like pre-existing signs of Alzheimer's or dementia, I think moving house can just like completely shift gear of how quickly things are developing. I definitely noticed that in my granny as well. Like, to echo what you were saying about your gramps, we've only moved my granny once. I mean, she has obviously moved house more than once, but I just mean since her symptoms kind of began, she's only actually been through one house move, and that was after she was widowed after my granddad passed away, a couple of years after that maybe. But I mean, interestingly, we moved her down to Cornwall, back into the town that she actually grew up in, so she's back in the place that she grew up in, which for lots of reasons, but what a nice reason being is that obviously she does have people in that village that she knows. So I think, moving definitely accelerated for me anyway, from my perspective, mm-hmm. how poorly she was. And it's that thing, isn't it, of, you know, there are new gadgets in their house, like an oven or a microwave, that maybe to an extent anyone would need a moment to try and work out how those things work. But I think you can definitely quickly notice that there's a difference when there's just an incapability to like pick up anything new, especially mm-hmm. when it sounds like your gramps was the same. Like, you know, our grandparents are so intelligent and kind of independent in their own right. So you can really notice when that changes.
Yeah, definitely. And we had written quite clear instructions as to how to use things. For example, how to change the volume on his new television. And at this point, he could still use his mobile phone, which he can't do anymore. But he would ring us because he couldn't understand the instructions, but they were so clear and so simple. I would say similarly to your granny as well, actually, we moved Gramps from quite a remote, very remote area, really. He didn't really have any neighbours or anything, and no kind of direct social life there, back to a smaller town where he had spent a lot of his life, really. And his partner had been a pub owner there. So he had lots of friends in that area. And that was kind of what we were hoping, is that he would get out and socialise and kind of take back some of his life and enjoy it a bit more, because post-COVID he'd been very much on his own. And it was just so sad, because we really thought that he had many years left, I would say, of being able to go and do all this with his friends. And actually, maybe we were a little bit late.
I think that's a really common thing as well, isn't it? And I think when, even if they're in a different city, you can still be, you know, calling them once a day minimum, but you don't really have a grip on their kind of cognitive decline, I guess, because you're not there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think speaking about the phone as well, we noticed quite quickly that Gramps was really struggling with what he wanted to say, especially when he wasn't with you. So there were some times when he would ring us up because he needed help, but he couldn't actually really say on the phone what the matter was.
Interesting.
Amy, do you have any stories about how the decline happened? Like, what were the first things that you really noticed? I'm wondering if there are any similarities.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that does stand out in my memory, and there are probably more that I'm now forgetting, but I went round to stay with my granny in her house before she moved. I think it was either before or after my granddad passed away. I can't actually remember, but it was near to that time. And my granny is like the chef of our family, I would say. She's like the best cook, has taught me to make so many things. And I mean, she's like, it's like one of the things I would always do when I went around to her place for weekends away. We would just bake and, you know, make Christmas pudding in July. And so it was quite weird when she was making dinner one night and she pulled some meat, I think it was like chicken, out of her freezer or something. Bearing in mind at this point, she'd gotten quite obsessive about storing, like freezer storing food. And the chicken she pulled out was like beginning to defrost and it like really smelled, which was quite funny in the moment. I didn't think anything of it really in the moment, but I remember her saying to me, obviously we didn't eat it. And I remember her saying to me, don't tell your mother, like, I don't want her to get annoyed with me for having forgotten that I've probably moved it between different freezers or it's been there for a really long time or whatever. And in the moment, I remember just thinking like, I don't want to eat that or whatever. It didn't really stand out at all. But when we kind of got her diagnosis years later and obviously times had become very different, that was one of the moments I look back on now and I feel like that is quite a clear sign of, because it was so uncharacteristic. That was the thing, is that it was so unlike her and it just stands out in my mind